And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about this one right here, Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like, way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, clarifying for you, we are determining that apparently I am scheduled to be at a speech tomorrow. So we have sent them some audio in advance to use for tomorrow's broadcast. And for reasons unknown to me, the Huntsville station has chosen to play it today. So those of y'all that are listening in Birmingham, you're getting live. And those of y'all that are listening in Huntsville, I apologize, but hopefully you'll get to hear the show live here momentarily as they uncluster themselves. In the bottom line is this. We're there for you one way or t'other. And I would just encourage you to go to 101.1 FM right now and pick it up there. All right, listen, we're going to jump on into topic number one. And by the way, if you would just answer Jeff Mendien on that text also. The reality is this. What just happened with Trump this weekend, the second time in less than 2 months, the second time in like 59 or 60 days, we have a situation where you got the former president of the United States, soon to be potentially the president again of the United States, an assassination attempt. By the way, it's not just a conspiracy. It's not just a plot. It's not just an effort to try and find a way. It's not just something somebody said on social media. The guy showed up at Trump's golf course with a loaded AK-47 and laid up in a hide site and had a GoPro camera, two backpacks with what I don't know in it. And I'm told on one report that he had actually had ballistic plates that he had strapped to the fence so that they would deflect shots that were fired at him. Now, y'all, listen, this is not normal. This is also not acceptable. There is no place for this. And I look at the shootings that are occurring right now. And why is it the right is always being deemed to be somehow extremists and calling for violence and the things that are scary are all coming from, when the reality is what's happening is constantly. We are seeing the left get violent. It was the left that burned down whole city blocks in the BLM riots. It was the left that shot up the congressional baseball game practice and almost killed Congressman Scalise. It was the left that tried to shoot President Trump and actually winged his ear. It was the left that just once again, because yes, we do, we know something about him, and the guy they just caught for trying to shoot Trump just this weekend is once again from the left. He's not a jihadi. He's not a conspiracy theorist from another country. He's an American citizen, and I believe he's been radicalized by the level of rhetoric we constantly hear about how Trump is a danger to democracy, and Trump is literally trying to destroy our nation, and Trump is like Hitler. And yeah, you know what? People like Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar and the members of the MSNBC crew and Morning Joe and all the rest of them. And not only that, how about the Biden administration? Dangerous MAGA Republicans, they call us. And yet, who keeps loading up and trying to take people out? How about the transgender shooters at the mass school shootings we keep seeing? And I just find myself thinking, when does this stop? When is someone going to recognize that the folks on the right are not the issue? The folks on the right are not the ones shooting everything up. Well, you like to cling to your guns and Bibles. You know what? And I'm glad we do. And I don't see the guns and the Bibles causing much of an issue. You're a Christian nationalist. I'm not the one who shot at a presidential candidate. And this has got to stop. And here's the other thing. Listen, do not become normalized to this. Do not become desensitized to this. Don't. Do not let this become a thing. Well, you know, did you hear what happened? Yeah. Had the third shooting on Trump. Had the fourth shooting on Trump. Yeah, man. Wow. Okay. Hey, what are you doing for dinner? We can't do that. We can't become so desensitized to this that we let it roll off our backs and we just move on to the next soundbite and see what somebody's doing on social media. This is not acceptable, and we cannot become desensitized to this. Story on Fox News. What do we know about this guy? Well, first of all, when did it happen? Just in case you're catching up, I mean, probably all, I know this audience, you guys are probably pretty steeped in it right now, but just in case you're catching up, so former President Trump was playing golf at the Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach, Florida. This was, by the way, an unannounced golf outing. He made a spur-of-the-moment decision. It was not on his calendar, as I understand. It was not something that was prearranged. There was no media presence. Story on Fox News has an interesting thing to say. It says, former President Trump was safe after the Secret Service fired at a gun-toting man outside. It was more than gun-toting. He wasn't like toting it. He's a toting it. No, he's just walking around toting it. Had it strapped to his shoulder. He's just toting it. No. He laid up in a firing position. He was ready to roll. In fact, one report I read said it's not clear, but he may have actually been trying to sight down on Trump because he was a few hundred yards away from where Trump was at the time. I don't know if he was in view yet, but he was checking his range and checking his fields of fire. One in particular, one official said, this does not appear to be some random guy with an AK-47 walking around outside Trump's club. Does that happen often? I mean... As you know, another one of those random guys with the AK-47 walking around outside the president's house. No, nothing. Yeah, like I said, he had a GoPro camera, two backpacks. He had poked the muzzle of his rifle through a chain link fence. I will give kudos here to the Secret Service. Now, Trump has already praised the Secret Service. And again, I have to look at it and go, how did he even get there? Who told the guy that the president was making an unannounced trip to the golf course? And how did this guy, who lives in Hawaii, by the way, how did he wind up knowing where to be at the right time for an unannounced round of golf and get there in time to lay up on the fairway and find his, you know, his field of sight? I'm just saying there's so many questions here, and I'm not even a conspiracy theorist. This is filled with questions. How did this dude, who has no formal military training that we know of, show up with an AK-47, crawl down in the brush in the tree line, poke the barrel of it through a fence? Now, obviously, he gave his position away, but nonetheless, how did he get there? How did he manage to get there? And by the way, it's more than that. How did he know to get there? All I'm saying is this. The whole situation is filled with questions. Secret Service opened fire, though, when they saw him. I think four shots were fired. He jumped up and ran, which on the one hand means they missed him. I want to know more about that. But yeah, protective detail swarmed over the president. They got him back into the clubhouse, and he came out quickly and said, tell everybody I'm fine. The Secret Service did a great job. I'm hearing that he was quickly asking about everybody else who had been out there on the course with him. Where's so-and-so? Where's so everybody okay? He was checking on others. Here in Alabama, the statements are already, you know, being made, and rightfully so. Governor Ivey made a statement. State Senator Pro Tem Greg Reed, the House Speaker, all made statements. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth made one of the better ones. He said, we must all give thanks that God spared President Trump from harm today. After the Butler shooting, Trump's protection should have been so tight that a mosquito couldn't get close without clearance. President Trump, his family, and our nation must not go through this again. And keep in mind, that's part of the thing here. There's an interesting dynamic, and I may have it later in my stack. But the former First Lady, Melania Trump, who is generally speaking very reserved and does not tend to make public statements about things, she came out and had an entire video talking about how stressful this has been on the family. And she got mocked by people like former CNN anchor Don Lemon. Listen, that's the wife of a man who barely survived an assassination attempt, who is now watching the, and she's got her, by the way, her son, Barron Trump, is off at college now. I mean, you look at this and go, this is not normal. This Trump derangement syndrome which has been stoked constantly by the left. This has got to stop. GOP party chairman John Wall, who I was proud to see Friday night when I was there at the GOP dinner, he came out with a statement. He says, "Today marks an incredibly sad and heartbreaking day in the history of our nation. It's tragic beyond words that anyone could believe that taking another person's life could further a political agenda. We must all remember the individuals we see on television are not just political figures, but human beings with families, loved ones, personal hopes and dreams." He says, "For years, Democrats and their allies in the national media have labeled conservatives as radicals and extremists. Yet today, we can clearly see where the real extremist threat lies. It lies with anyone on either side of the political aisle willing to degrade and dehumanize others because of political beliefs. And the open hatred and villainization of Donald Trump by Democrat leaders and leftists has created an environment where political violence is being disturbingly normalized." To my point a moment ago, it's becoming normalized. You can have Kathy Griffith think it's cute to hold up an image of a bloody head of Trump. You can have, you know, Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg daily calling for him to be taken out, dealt with, shucked aside, treated like Hitler, like a pariah. You don't agree with his policies, don't agree with his policies. But what we're seeing right now, with a second assassination attempt, an active assassination attempt in less than 2 months, is unconscionable. And I will say this, Trump's the man. He's not slowing down. He'll be at the next public rally. You watch and see. He'll play golf again next weekend. You watch and see. Because if you live scared, if you live small, everybody sees it. And he can't do that, and he won't. All right, we're taking a break right now. We'll take the break. Hopefully, we'll get our Huntsville station back online, and I apologize for any inconvenience there. But in the meantime, we are live on 101.1 FM out of Birmingham. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. All right, so some of y'all out there are asking questions on the text lines. And listen, I'm going to tell you right now, they are working the issue in the Huntsville market. But you can probably pick us up on 101.1 FM out of our Birmingham station because the signal is so large. But anyway, just know this, I am scheduled to give a speech tomorrow. So we had prepared some advanced audio for them and gave it, and apparently it got plugged in on the wrong day. So I'm giving a speech tomorrow, and you'll have what we call a best of, where we compiled several things. Big Rig spent a lot of time preparing it, only to have them play it at the wrong time. That's okay. We love them in spite of themselves. But those of y'all who are listening right now, you can always stream it live through the internet on our website whenever you want to, rightsidemedia.org. And of course, 101.1 FM and the others out of Birmingham area. In the meantime, is that Lee from Huntsville on the line? Lee from Huntsville, how are you doing?
I am good. You can also watch Phil on YouTube. He streams live on YouTube. What, and you get what? To see his happy face every day.
Yeah. Thank you very much. What's on your mind, my friend? Hey, by the way, how's the injury going? Are you healing?
Yes, yes. Off of pain meds now, thinking straight, and I'm healing up. I'll be fine. It's just a bit of a long haul, but I'll, you know, this too shall pass. That's all I can say.
Yes, it shall. All right. What's on your mind?
Yes. So the second shooter is kind of what I want to talk about. This guy. I don't mention names of shooters because I don't think they deserve any credit, right? Yeah. And but this guy gives me Lee Harvey Oswald, which I will mention him, so you'll know who I'm talking about, vibes. I hearken back to, I've seen so much stuff on JFK. I've always had a fascination with that, even though I wasn't even born. And the reason that they've never really released all that JFK information is because they don't want the public to understand how much our three-letter agencies were involved in his death. And they were. And they took someone with a passion, like Lee Harvey Oswald, who was controllable, who had a Russian wife, was a Russian, you know, he lived in Russia, he was passionate about Russia, and it doesn't take that much to spin these people up. And this guy is very similar with his Ukraine passion, and, you know, obviously a Democrat, voted Democrat, registered Democrat, donated Democrat, he's very interested in Ukraine, And it's easy to take people with a high passion for something and spin them up. Or in the case of the first shooter, when there's still so much about that, we have no idea. I have children older than 20 years old, and I can promise you no 20-year-old is that passionate about anything unless they have mental illness or they are, it stinks. That one stinks really bad, and I doubt we'll ever know. I don't think the FBI will ever really tell us anything. But this second guy, that's what it sounds like to me. I think that he is, our three-letter agencies, especially like CIA, they can spin people up pretty easily and then just send them out. They don't have to have their fingerprints on them per se, because they only have to be right once.
Well, there's something definitely weird about this dude. You're right. I mean, and when you look at him on the screen, like, you know, he's been arrested. He's been taken into custody. They got him pretty quick. But something about his demeanor is just odd. It's off. It's almost like there's a bit of a disconnect with reality. And I'm saying all that from afar. I'm not there assessing him and analyzing him. But the reality is it just doesn't feel – something about the boy doesn't feel right, if you know what I'm saying. And then on top of that, I am hearing – and I saw a video, but, you know, AI being what it is, I'm cautious to say. But there's BlackRock, which is a lot of concerns about BlackRock's, you know, movement towards the left and everything else. But BlackRock has ads they've run, and both shooters have been in the BlackRock ads, like as citizens in the background. The kid, the 20-year-old. I saw one this morning that purports to be another BlackRock commercial in which the current shooter was standing there. And I'm thinking, is this real or is this AI?
I haven't seen it, but it wouldn't surprise me. But I have seen a couple of videos of him being quoted by, Ukrainian sources as American involved in getting these foreign fighters to Ukraine, interviews. But it shows you, when you have someone who's maybe a little off, definitely needs to eat a cheeseburger. I don't know if you saw how skinny this dude is. But, you know, somebody who's a little off, but highly, highly, highly passionate, it does not take that much to spin these people up. No, it really doesn't.
You're right.
But we all have to remember that if they got 50 people that they're pushing and prodding, it just takes one.
Yeah.
They almost had it.
Yeah.
They almost had it the last time. They almost had it. It was by sheer hand of God turning his head. And I do believe God protects President Trump. But I'm saying this keeps happening and happening and happening. So you have that end where you look at the people and you're like, this smells. And you look at the other end where they're like, yeah, sorry, we can't protect him. He's just a candidate. They're willfully denying him the protection he deserves based on he's just a candidate, not based on the level of threat. He's the most threatened person in the world, and they're turning a blind eye, and they're responsible.
Well, and you bring up a point 100%. About God protecting him, and as we head out, because the music's about to start, but the reality is we need to continue to pray. We need to continue to pray for him, pray protection over him, and pray for God's hand on his entire family, because he's got a
Absolutely.
Target. All right, my friend, we'll talk to you again soon. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will have more and be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Welcome to hour number two. I don't even know where hour number one went. It just like flew on by. For those of y'all listening out of the Huntsville area, I apologize. They're working things out on their Huntsville station broadcast. It's stuck in a loop right now, but we're gonna get you back up square. You can always, by the way, don't forget, anybody who ever has an issue with our broadcast can always go to rightsidemedia.org, stream the show live. We got it there, and then we've also got the ability. Oh wait, I just got a text from the Huntsville station. Hang on, let me a second. Let me see what we got here. They're running it back. So apparently, hey, I'll tell you what, pick one of our Huntsville listeners, text us and tell us you are listening live again now. So that would be great. I'd appreciate that. 833-687-4448. That's Dale Jackson texted me saying they got it squared away. So I appreciate that. He can go in and do some push-ups now. All right. By the way, I've got a piece here that Greg Price, who's a reporter that I follow on Twitter, he just posted something a few minutes ago. And I thought, you know what? I'm grabbing this for the show. I'm not going to read all of these, but let me just go down the list. So right now, the Trump campaign, he says, just broke out every single receipt in the world. What he's talking about is they went ahead and started listing the names of all the people who have been calling for violence or extolling somehow that Trump is the end of democracy. Representative Maxine Waters, are Trump supporters preparing a civil war against us? Representative Maxine Waters again, I want to know about all those right-wing organizations that Trump's connected with who are training up in the hills somewhere. Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Trump is an existential threat to our democracy. Representative Adam Schiff, Trump is the gravest threat to our democracy. Representative Stacey Plaskett, Trump needs to be shot. Senator Michael Bennett, Trump is a threat to our democracy. Representative Jason Crow, Trump is an extreme danger to our democracy. Representative Becca Bailent, we cannot underestimate the threat that Trump poses to the American democracy. Representative Jake Auchincloss, what unifies us as a party is knowing that Donald Trump is an existential threat to democracy. On and on and on. How about that? That's only one page. I didn't even do half of them. Then you got like Representative Eric Sorensen. He's the greatest threat to law and order we have in our country. Representative Pat Ryan. He's an existential threat to American democracy. Rick Wilson of the Lincoln Project. They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump. Former Biden-Harris staffer Kate Bedingfield. Democrats should turn their fire on Donald Trump. And then you have jacklegs who come out after yesterday's near shooting attempt. And Representative Hakeem Jeffries, who is the minority leader in the House, says we must stop Trump. How about Rachel Vindman, the wife of the disgraced impeachment hoax witness who's running for Congress, Lieutenant Colonel retired Vindman? She comes out on Twitter and says, no ears were harmed. Carry on with your Sunday afternoon. Just dismissive of the whole thing. How about Representative Mikey Sherrill, who just said, this really seems to be the confluence of two very bad things going on in the Republican Party, the attempts to divide and to enrage the population. Is he saying that we shot at our own candidate? Is he saying the guy was a right winger? How about State Representative Stephen Woodrow, Democrat from Colorado? State rep, the last thing America needed was sympathy for the devil, but here we are. How about Lester Holt from NBC Nightly News, who said, today's apparent assassination attempt comes amid increasingly fierce rhetoric on the campaign trail. Mr. Trump, his running mate J.D. Vance, continue to make baseless claims. Did you hear that? Today's apparent assassination attempt. Well, Trump says mean things. That's what you basically heard. Now, this is ridiculous. This Trump, look, they have lost sight of reality. This is a spiritual warfare we're in right now. I'm not saying that lightly. I mean, we are literally in a position right now where absolutely, Trump derangement syndrome is real and there ought to be medication for it. But I'll tell you right now, too, yeah, I think it's spiritual warfare. There's a weird dynamic going on that cannot be explained in any other way. So who's this shooter? Who is this guy? I'll say his name, Ryan Wesley Routh. Ryan Wesley Routh, a 58-year-old guy accused of pointing an AK-47 at former President Donald Trump, according to this story on Fox News. He currently, apparently, resides in Hawaii. How did he get to Florida? How did it come to be that a guy from Hawaii knew how to get to Trump at a location in Florida where Trump was playing an impromptu round of golf that was not even on the schedule? It's not like he looked it up days in advance and goes, well, you know what? He's playing golf that day. I'm going to go out there and lay on the fifth fairway and see if I can catch him as he comes down the line. That'll be my plan. There's no time for a plan. Trump didn't decide to go play golf until that day, as I understand. So this guy somehow gets from Hawaii to Florida to be at a place where no one knew Trump was going to be. He's apparently got a pretty long history of interaction with the police. Most of it was not violent crime. simple drug possession, lots of driving without a license, expired, you know, tags, all that kind of stuff. He did have an incident apparently in 2002 when he barricaded himself into his roofing company's office, had a 3-hour standoff with police because they had done a traffic stop on him, and he had put his hands on a gun, and they, when they tried to detain him then, he took off and fled to his office and barricaded himself in. He moved to Hawaii in 2017, and what we know now is that he has become like this passionate guy about Ukraine. It's beyond the norm. He's out there talking about how he's going to recruit Afghan soldiers who feel disenfranchised and get them over there so they can help fight against Russia and Ukraine. And he's even purports to have gone to Ukraine. And then on top of that, you've got all the posts that he's made, because apparently he left a digital footprint. Unlike the kid who shot Trump in the ear 2 months ago, who no one can figure out what his ideology is because there's no footprint. Never mind the fact that he had several secure online accounts in Europe, which no one can figure out yet publicly. But we got this guy, Ryan Routh, who has spent apparently a lot of time online talking about how he, in 2020, supported Bernie Sanders, calling Joe Biden just Sleepy Joe standing for nothing. Then he went on to apparently just hate Trump and believes that democracy is on the ballot and we cannot lose, which, by the way, is a Harris campaign phrase. And then talking about Trump, saying, I originally liked you in 2016 and the world hoped that President Trump be different and better than the candidate, but we were all greatly disappointed. And it seems you're getting worse and devolving. And then use some other language. Then he claimed in one Twitter post that he was ready to fly to Ukraine to fight Russian President Vladimir Putin. And then a weird thing happened in the New York Times, an article called Stolen Valor, the U.S. Volunteers in Ukraine Who Lie, Waste, and Bicker. That was the name of the article in the New York Times, quoted him. He was actually quoted in this article in the New York Times a couple years ago. Seeking Afghan soldier recruits to flee, who had fled Afghanistan to go with him to fight in Ukraine. The guy, is he a nut? Maybe. He's a nut. But the nut knew where to go. The nut knew how to arm himself. The nut didn't carry his AK-47 from Hawaii. That wouldn't have worked. How did the nut get from Hawaii to Florida, find an AK-47, some ballistic plates, a GoPro camera, get himself into a hide site on a golf course where no one knew Trump was going to be, set up without the Secret Service knowing he was there? And luckily, they acquired him just prior to Trump arriving at that hole. Trump was literally teeing off on that hole pretty soon. I think it was hole 5 or 6. And what we know now is old boy had laid up in the tree line, and when his rifle barrel protruded, luckily one of the Secret Service snipers, we understand, saw him and fired 4 shots. None of the shots hit him because he got up and ran. I don't know how to explain that. Were they bad shots? Did they hit the ballistic plates that we hear that he had strapped to the fence? I don't know. All I know is this. Old boy left his rifle, jumped up, ran to his vehicle, and drove away. And they caught him. Oh, by the way, if you look on the Democrat donor records, you'll also find that there are records with the Federal Election Commission of him donating exclusively to Democrats for the last several years. Small donations, not big. Doesn't matter, though. He sent money to Beto O'Rourke, Andrew Yang, Tom Steyer, Tulsi Gabbard, Elizabeth Warren. Yeah. This whole thing reeks. And is it any wonder that people are incensed? And I'm going to tell you right now, and I mean this with all sincerity, you cannot become complacent with this at all. This is not normal. This is not acceptable. And we cannot begin to ever get to the point that we look at it and go, oh, shot at a president again. What's going on tonight? What are you doing? You hanging out anywhere? But no, we can't get there. We can't let ourselves get there. All right, speaking of getting there, Big Ray, better take me to a break, brother. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back and put a lid on this one. Y'all start texting or calling. I'll jump on in on what you got. I see several of you telling us that we are live again in Huntsville, and I'm glad of it. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just pulling the pins on truth grenades. All right, a bunch of y'all are texting in that the Huntsville station is live, and I'm glad of it. John from Huntsville checking in as one of them. And John from Huntsville also says, hey, Phil, I heard this Ralph guy that his son was also saying my father disliked Trump as any reasonable person does. Tells me his son is also a nut. I don't know if that's true or not, man, but I mean, I'm taking your word for it. I haven't seen that post, but anybody who would plan on shooting a president or a presidential candidate or anybody for that matter is a nut. There's no doubt. Wiley from Gunnersville says, Phil, I believe there has to be a mole in Secret Service. I can't come to any other conclusion. I heard one report that said it was from the DHS, not from Secret Service, which is, you know, falls under the DHS. But I don't know, man. Somebody somewhere is telling people stuff. That's all we can say. Shane from Huntsville, I don't think he was Secret Service sniper. I think he was an agent with a pistol. Well, maybe that's true. I had heard that he was spotted by a sniper on the perimeter with a scope. They're showing right now on the screen right now. I'm looking on the Fox screen up on the wall here in the studio that he did have ballistic plates strapped to the fence for protection. That's interesting. Let me go to the phones real quick. Is that Jeffro? Jeffro from Indiana. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. I'm coming into the beast right now, so I'm early.
Oh, well, you are early. Well, yeah, maybe you'll beat some of that rush hour and be able to go 10 miles an hour through Nashville.
There you go. I heard somewhere that I believe the sun, the apple didn't fall far from the tree. I think he's got a book out, they said, on Amazon, and it's kind of out there, I believe.
Oh, so, the sun does?
I'm don't quote me on that, but I think that's what I heard. That
I don't have to quote you. You just said it.
Well, I know. but yeah, he's got a book or something out that's kind of out there on a lot of crazy stuff.
Okay. Wow. Well, there's no explaining this, but somebody better explain this. You know what I'm saying? I mean, right now, there's still so many questions left over from the kid who, you know, they took him out, and so we'll never get answers. But this guy, they caught him. And I just do not want to see another, you know, Lee Harvey Oswald where we never get to hear the story.
Yeah, he could be Jeffrey Epstein for long if he's in custody. You never know.
Yeah.
But I think we need to call for a congressional committee to look at why Democrats are so deranged and malicious against Trump with the Trump derangement syndrome.
Well, I tell you what they do need to. Yeah, well, maybe so. But I tell you what else they're doing, and I heard they're actually pursuing it. Is the House is saying if the Secret Service will not give Trump the level of security that the other candidates have, or the other the president has, Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, then we're going to find a way to provide it for him. I mean, he shouldn't have to hire personal security. It shouldn't be like that. But that's we're just about there.
Or they could just go ahead and just defund the Secret Service, I guess, because apparently they're not much help.
Well, you know, but to your point, though, I will say this. We don't know the story, the backstory, but what we know right now is that this guy didn't get away with it because he was caught by a Secret Service agent who was patrolling forward. And, you know, he was like one hole ahead of the president screening for issues. And so you know, I got to say, and Trump already called out the Secret Service as being, you know, Johnny on the spot. So I'm glad of that. I don't know what failures took place that allowed him to get to within sight of the president, though. Still more to come.
Well, just think if he wouldn't have had his barrel poking through the fence, if he'd have just kept it back just a couple inches, you know. I mean, I'm sure he could still see through the scope through the fence and everything, but his problem was he was looking for a mount.
Yeah, absolutely.
Apparently.
All right, man. Hey, listen, the music's about to play. You be careful on the road, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow, okay?
All right. Have a good one,
Phil. All right, buddy. We'll see you. Yeah, it's nuts what we're seeing right now. There is a live press conference going on. I can't get the details because obviously I'm on the air right now. I've got it muted. But what we're hearing is that officials say that the guy did not get off any shots at the agent who fired at him. So that's a plus. But still. So many freaking questions to be answered. Will we ever get answers? I don't know. He's going to be lawyered up now. And then you also have to question whether or not, if there's any conspiracy, if he conspire with others, are they going to see to it that he's never getting a chance? I don't know. I hope not, because the American public deserves answers on this. We absolutely do. We deserve to know what is happening. And not like 20 years from now when they decide to declassify it. I'm talking about like today. We deserve to know. And I'm glad to see right now that the Secret Service director is himself doing a press conference within 24 hours of the incident. He learned his lesson from the last time. You know, last time when the boss who he now replaced, Cheadle, I don't know what she did except make things worse. Oh, look, Yellow Dog Mike is texting in. Pray tell, Yellow Dog Mike, how do you feel about the situation? Sounds to me like you're inciting violence against Democrats, are you? When did I say that, Yellow Dog? Quit being a knucklehead. I mean, your Trump derangement syndrome is like bleeding through right now. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll wrap this up when we get back. Y'all stay tuned. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, y'all, I'm talking about Alabama. This show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, hey, listen, we're gonna spend a little bit more time on this topic and kind of wrap it up. I got some closing commentaries on this and a couple of points that have not been talked about yet. Number one, I want to point out something. I said earlier in the show that Melania Trump did a video recently. And I think she actually done two videos now. And we're talking about a woman who, despite her public appearance as a model and all that kind of stuff, that she has not made it a habit of speaking into the issues of the day. And yet she chose to most recently. And we're talking about the wife of the man who had their home raided by the FBI on issues that have now been thrown out by the court, who had her husband shot in the ear by a guy who never should have had the opportunity to get to where he was, on a protection detail that never should have been as poor as it was. And now he has had another person try to approach him with an AK-47 on a golf course where no one realized he was going to be, but somehow the shooter knew. And you look at this and think, what is this doing to the family? I mean, you've got that level of, and never mind the whole Russia collusion, let's hunt down Trump. And if you notice, leftists are doing this on an epic scale against one family, against one man whose political ideology simply differs from theirs. I do not like Joe Biden. I do not like Kamala Harris. I have no intention to ever call for violence against them. I mean, you look at this and go, how do you guys get to where you are right now? The very idea that the level of hate rhetoric that we're seeing out of the left, and then they accuse us of being extremists. You dirty Christian nationalists, Charlottesville and things and stuff and scary and mean tweets. Downfall of society. And I look at it and go, my gosh, everything that you're saying is like Jeff from Indiana says, every time they accuse us of something, it's really what they're doing themselves. I will point this out. I think it's worth noting. Story on Red State. Governor Ron DeSantis, because the most recent attempt occurred in Florida, has announced the state of Florida is going to do its own investigation. And you know what? The guy who wrote this article on Red State, he says this, and I totally agree with it. He says, I tell you what, I'm no conspiracy theorist, and I won't throw out any wild scenarios as to what's been going on here, but I will say this. I would put much more trust in a report produced by Ron DeSantis and his people than I would anything coming out of the Biden-Harris administration. No doubt. And then Representative Tim Burchett, who's a Republican out of Tennessee, he said this. He's a member of the bipartisan congressional task force looking into all this. He says this, he says, the problem is you got a Secret Service, at least in my opinion, he says, and in many of the public's eye, that is compromised and lacks leadership. And you got great agents on the ground. Obviously, one took that shot. But why in the world would anybody be anywhere near the perimeter like that? This line of sight we talked about is beyond me. He said, so we got to get some answers. I don't think we're going to get them during this administration. But hopefully under a Trump administration, we'll clean this rat's nest out. I agree with that. And I look forward to seeing what happens with a DeSantis-ordered state-level investigation. And will they get access? I don't know. I don't know if they'll be able to get the same access or not, because the feds have jurisdiction right now. But the reality is, nobody trusts the Harris-Biden administration to give us a straight skinny. Why would we? It happened on their watch. We already know they were downgrading security during the Butler, Pennsylvania event. They had non-trained individuals guarding the most hated, targeted person in the world. But let me just suggest something to you. I don't care if you like Trump. I don't. I don't care if you like his policies. I don't. I don't care if you're a yellow dog Democrat who voted that way because your daddy and your granddaddy and your grand-granddaddy did. I don't care. You want to vote that way, that is your right. You want to vote against Donald Trump, that is your right. But the idea that we're going to allow and continue to be perpetrated upon the level of hate rhetoric that we're seeing simply because we have a candidate who speaks our language and carries our values and is determined to invoke our principles. Do not stop. And I say do not stop because the leadership that we have at the top, meaning Donald Trump himself, he's the top of our ticket. He's the top of our party. He's the top of our movement right now. He is the figurehead for what we're trying to accomplish as conservatives in America. He's the one who has the phrase, he coined it, make America great again. That man is showing more courage right now. I saw a meme earlier that said, Donald Trump has dodged more bullets than Tim Walz ever has. That's true. But I look at it and think, the level of courage that he's showing, I mean, you need to be praying for Donald Trump and his family on a regular basis. God, that you would bless them and protect them. Lord, that you would care for them and watch over them. Give them all the protection. Let your heavenly angels be upon him. Father, let the God of the angel armies come to his aid in the name of Jesus. I'm just saying, pray over him on a regular basis. There's no reason why you shouldn't. In fact, there's every reason why you should. But also recognize that in 2020, he went out there on stage and he gathered in rallies when COVID was going on, and he had the best time, and he danced on stage, and he got COVID, and he bounced right back from it, and he got back on stage, and then he got shot, and he raised his fist in the air. Joe Biden hunkered down in his basement and made sure that people had to sit 6 feet apart from each other before he would go their places and talk to them. There's a difference here. There's a cowardice and a fear that preserves self, and then there's a willingness to put self into a line of fire position. And that's Donald Trump right now. You don't find great stories of heroes and people who did crazy cool things because they hid in a basement. There are no medals given out for people who ran the other direction when shots were fired. There is nobody out there who deserves to have their poster hung on a kid's wall as someone to look up to because they were scared and told everybody how scared they were and made everybody feel worse for their being scared. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have never led a thing in their entire lives, and it shows. But Donald Trump, on the other hand, has been shot at. He has been vilified. He has been hunted down. He has had lawfare brought against him. He has had his family threatened. He's had there are very few people in the world that could stand up to under what he's been standing up under. And it's inspiring. And if you took a second, those of you with Trump derangement syndrome took a second to recognize how inspiring that really is. It's like that scene from We Were Soldiers. Remember when Sam Elliott played Command Sergeant Major Plumlee? Bullets are flying everywhere. He's walking around like he could care less. He's looking down at guys on the ground. You ain't going to get the job done down there, sonny. Better get you a long gun, Sergeant Major. Ah, sir, if I need one, there'll be plenty of them laying on the ground. Listen, that kind of leadership inspires people. It's what gets troops out of their foxhole to go charge an enemy. It's the kind of thing that makes it possible for people to continue persevering because they know that the person in charge has the brass, and if he'll do it, well, I can do it. I'm just telling you right now, we are running a campaign in which they are willing to kill our candidate, and they've tried twice. We're running a campaign right now to take back our country from people who literally have no idea how to lead, and the only thing they know is they hate Trump. And I'm sick of it. This, listen, we got what, 56 days, something like that? But don't think for a second it's going to be easy. Charlene and I were talking this morning, and I'll say this before we get to the break. We were talking this morning about the fact that everything going on like it is, the economy is still struggling. The interest rates are finally starting to come back down. You've got any number of things happening on the world stage. You got immigration out of control. Immigration, not even immigration. You got mass migration out of control. You got energy sector that's struggling. You've got, you know, the national debt is at epic levels right now. And yet the only thing that they can do is hate Trump. And there are people that will still vote Kamala Harris because they hate Trump. And I'm looking at it thinking, this is a spiritual warfare matter. All the more reason to pray. Literally, all the more reason to pray. Because the God of our Father is the commander of the angel armies. And I'm telling you, there is no reason in the world why you should not be praying for our nation and for our candidate right now. All right, Big Rig, take me to a break, brother. That was quite the rant, but I will take it. We're going to come right back. I'm going to switch gears. It is time. We're going to talk about something else for a minute. If news breaks, we'll let you know what it is. But yeah, I'll just tell you, Immigration Nation, there's the next thing I'm tired of. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. All right, hey, we're back almost to the end of hour number two here. Let me get some text messages. You guys have been texting prolifically. And I appreciate, by the way, a number of y'all that texted to let us know and give us a heads up that the Huntsville broadcast station was out of sync. And so we got that fixed. And by the way, here's the deal. So tomorrow I am scheduled to give the keynote address at Athens State University's Constitution Day. Honored to be there. Looking forward to it. But it also falls into the showtime frame, time work. So in other words, the only time I can do stuff like that is when I have to make arrangements. Sometimes I get a guest host, and other times we do what's called a best of. So tomorrow we had already submitted a compilation of a number of different things from previous shows, Big Rig put together. We call it a best of presentation. That's scheduled for tomorrow, and somehow it got plugged in for today. That has been fixed. Tomorrow, though, I will be out. So looking forward to being at Athens State University.
I guess everybody got a little preview for it today.
Everybody got a little taste, a little something. Little preview there. Bert from Owens Crossroads says, Phil, thanks for the great plug for the CBP. He says, I did my 20 years as a customs officer and pilot, but I supported the Border Patrol in the last few years of my career. So the Border Patrol officers are indeed doing a thankless job to the best of their ability and do it quite well despite the restrictions placed on them. One of the more humorous memos that I saw was directed at Border Patrol pilots was do not use the skids of the helicopters to herd the illegals. He says, so one pilot got a group of 20 to 100 illegals. What's he supposed to do? More similar stories, including the medical units who save uncounted numbers of illegals who suffer from trying to cross the deserts. Yeah, Bert, I appreciate you, man. Thanks very much for what you've done and for listening. And I think, Bert, you were probably hearing the part of the show that I was talking about that was playing that's supposed to be on tomorrow. Victor from Huntsville, thanks, man. Appreciate you letting us know about that. We got it squared. Stephen from Somerville says, an old saying, you pay a man enough, he'll walk barefooted through hell. I'm assuming you're talking about the shooter. Jim from Grove Oak. Could the Martin County Sheriff have refused to release the would-be shooter to the feds? I don't think so. There are jurisdictional issues that are mandated by law, and he's sworn to uphold and defend the law, so I am pretty sure that he had no choice but to give them over should they demand him. But I don't recall who took him into custody. Was it a combination of feds and local? Either way, no, I think he had to turn him over. Missy from Fault with John from Miners. Appreciate y'all letting us know that we were back. And Jeremy from Madison, also the same thing. And we did. Jeremy, you didn't hear us talk about it, but your picture was very cool, man. That is amazing. That is some serious artwork right there. So appreciate you sharing that with us. I hope you're going to frame it. David at Bucky's, tell us we're back on the air. Appreciate that, man. Chris from Huntsville says forfeiture of all federal pensions and perks. What are we talking about? I don't know where we are. Oh, you know what? He heard part of the, this is really confusing some of our people there. We got people hearing multiple different shows all at one time. All right. Let me move on through some texts that are current to the topic. Harris from Athens says the Harris campaign or the Dem Party is likely paying for the guy's lawyer. Yeah, we'll see. You find that out, I want to know. I doubt it, at least not openly. Jeff from Indiana says the only thing I can think about to compare what the left has done to Trump with all the rhetoric and the media and the politicians, the same thing the Germans did to the Jewish population through propaganda manipulation of the public. They did. Gaslighting is pretty serious. Wow. Marshall from Dubai, this is how I see the loons on the left. Keep up the good work. And he sends me a meme that says, the left is more unhinged than a screen door on a double-wide trailer in the middle of a crystal meth bust. Okay. Fair enough. Lori from Jackson says, also with regards to the praying I said earlier, says, pray for the scales to be removed from the eyes of these TDS people. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. It needs to be. Like you know, they're seeing what's the through a glass darkly? Is that what the scripture says? Bruce from Springville says, greater is he that is in us, believers, than he that is in the world. We are more than conquerors in the name of Jesus Christ. He already knows our path, and as we lean on his understanding, we will have victory next month. Amen. You know what? There's nothing wrong with praying for politics. In fact, the interesting dynamic here is that politics probably needs more prayer. And people who say you can't have the two together, well, I got news. You can. In fact, you should. In fact, I would say you have to. Jesus resisted things that were wrong. He was somewhat of a rabble-rouser for his day. He also recognized the climate he worked in. At one point, he even said, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. And he was talking about taxes, and everybody hated the taxes. But what I'm getting at is you can pray about politics. And other folks can pray against it. They can. But you can pray about politics, and you should. I used to have people tell me when I was in the state Senate, you know, they would get all mad. I'm doing a pro-life bill or something like that, or a prayer in school bill. Keep your religion out of my politics. How about this? My religion goes where I go. It just does. I didn't get elected to go to Montgomery and say, I hereby renounce my faith because I'm now in politics. It doesn't work like that. In fact, I believe, honestly, that my faith in Jesus Christ made me a better politician because it calls for me to be compassionate. It calls for me to be able to do what Ephesians 5 says is to not only call out that which is wrong, but to expose it. It calls for me to have discipline. It calls for me to have strength and under fire. My faith gives me all these things and more. And my faith is also a constant reminder that I am not perfect. And hopefully it keeps me humble. And so I say all that to say, you need Christian faith in politics. You think about it. If I get to the end of my life, and lo and behold, everything that I said that I believe turned out to be false, which it's not. But if it was, what would I have lost? I would have been a part of something that called for me to be honest and to have the fruits of the Spirit like joy and compassion. Patience, to be loyal to my wife. And all I'm saying is this. You want those things in your politics. And so you pray accordingly. And you find the candidate who matches those as best you can. And there will not be a perfect candidate. There won't. In fact, you may find that you have at times to have to vote for your best worst option. But when you pray for your politics and your politicians, I believe it makes a difference. And you take your faith into the public square with you because it is in you and you can't escape it if it's real. There's a mini rant for you. This show is just filled up with mini rants today. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. More where that came from. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.